from KQED.
Today we begin an occasional series about Californians whose lives would change if immigration reform is enacted. An amendment recently tucked into that package of legislation would put the sons and daughters of World War II Filipino veterans who fought alongside American troops on a fast track to citizenship. As the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas explains, it's just one of the military benefits Filipino vets have been fighting to win for decades.
At a big Philippine Independence Day celebration in Los Angeles last weekend, traditional dancers, festooned in colorful feathers, capped the afternoon with an explosive tribal dance meant to symbolize the start of battle. A couple of uniformed World War II veterans looked on proudly from the front row as the shield and spear-wielding dancers whipped and whirled across the stage, watching the sky for the Idaw, the mythical hunting bird that is believed will guide warriors to victory.
Filipinos were offered independence on October 1943 by the Japanese. Filipinos rebelled because we did not like them.
Franco Arcibal is also something of a fabled warrior. He's among the roughly 250,000 former guerrilla soldiers who fought beside U.S. troops during World War II after the Japanese invaded the Philippines.
I was captured. I was tortured severely by the Japanese. They drowned you with water and they shocked me with electricity.
Arcibal managed to dig his way out of that prison camp and avoid execution. His wartime experience left Arcibal's memory and his hearing a little shaky. It also ended up shaking his faith in the American government. The U.S. offered Filipino soldiers full veteran benefits as an incentive for enlisting. It also said they could become naturalized U.S. citizens once the war ended. But shortly after it did end, the benefits were rescinded, something Arcibal didn't even realize until he was denied care at a veterans clinic after emigrating to the U.S. in the 1980s.
My gosh, I risked my life and the Americans say I have no benefit. That's why I devoted my time to work for the return of the benefits that the Filipino veterans lost.
Ever since that day at the clinic, Arcibal's been battling on behalf of Filipino-American veterans. That includes campaigning for legislation proposed by Hawaiian Senator Mazie Hirono, now among the immigration reforms under consideration in the U.S. Senate. The Filipino Veterans Family Reunification Act would put the children of Filipino World War II veterans on a pathway to citizenship while reducing the long wait for a visa. 86-year-old veteran John Aspiras Jr. knows what that's like. He's been waiting for his daughter's visa to be approved for years.
And as of now, the paperwork are still being processed. You know how it goes with the immigration thing. Lots of paperwork.
Aspiras sits in the laundry room of his apartment high-rise in West Hollywood. He's wearing big dark sunglasses following a cataract surgery earlier that morning. Aspiras and thousands of other Filipino war veterans were granted U.S. citizenship in 1990 after passage of another piece of immigration legislation. His youngest daughter, now in her 50s, had no interest in joining him at the time. Aspiras says as she's gotten older and stayed in touch with friends who did come to the U.S., her attitude changed.
She was talking with friends, you know, most generous country in the world. You know, you can do anything you want. You will become rich, you can be rich if you want, as long as you will do it in the right way, you know.
Because of an annual per-country cap on green cards, the wait for an adult child's visa can sometimes stretch over a decade. Many Filipino war veterans worry the applications they've filed on behalf of their kids will die with them. Franco Arcibal says 20 years ago, a couple hundred guys would show up for his veteran meetings. Now he's lucky if three or four turn up.
Many have died, and many of them are invalid. They're not coming here anymore to talk. I'm the youngest. I'm 90 years old. Can you imagine that?
But under the Hirono legislation, if a veteran passes away with a visa petition already in the pipeline, the application stays alive, along with the kid's chance of coming to the U.S. That's according to Eric Lachica, executive director of the American Coalition of Filipino Veterans.
Because the little quirks of the law is that even if your parents die, your petition won't die with the veteran. It's a humanitarian waiver.
Lachica figures about 20,000 Filipino sons and daughters could be eligible if the Hirono legislation is enacted. But with so many Filipino veterans now deceased and many of their adult children possibly having little interest in coming to the U.S., isn't family reunification legislation too little, too late?
It is late, but it's not too little.
Stuart Koh is executive director of the Asian Pacific American Legal Center in Los Angeles.
The Filipino American families cherish the possibility of being reunited. It also gives some hope for the future because they may want to bring in their relatives in a legal way over a period of time. So it still is part of the American dream for many of these families.
The Filipino Veterans Family Reunification Amendment won unanimous approval from a bipartisan Senate committee last month. Now it just needs to survive what's sure to be a more fierce battle over comprehensive immigration reform. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.